nhiều nhân. Sunday school is every Sunday, 9 a.m. Bible study Wednesday. Doors open at 5 p.m. Classes begin at 5:30 p.m. in person and Zoom. Your tithe and offering, benevolence, may be put in the box as you enter the sanctuary or before leaving service. August announcements. No Bible study Wednesday, August the 6th, 2025. August the 9th, 2025, Saturday, Men's Christian Growth Fellowship at 10:15 a.m. August the 10th, 2025, Women's Annual Day, doing morning worship service. August the 13th, UMBC Summer Corporate Prayer at 5:30 p.m. Evangelism class will be at 6 p.m. right after the prayer meeting here at Union. August the 16th, Saturday, Annual Community Shred Day, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. August the 16th, Saturday, is our annual church picnic, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. If you would like to bring a dish, please contact the church office at 309-828-1162. August the 19th, 20th, 21st, community evangelism, going out in the community with the gospel. We'll be with Pastor David Brown at 1 p.m. All interested, please meet Pastor Brown at 1 p.m. in front of Union Missionary Baptist Church. August the 31st, men's choir singing. Rehearsal will be August the 16th, 23rd, and the 30th, 2025. Announcement. It is time to order our 2025-26 Townsend Sunday School commentaries. The price is $25. Orders will be taken until Sunday, August the 3rd, today. Orders can be placed through your Sunday School teacher and with Reverend Sylvester Johnson. 309-830-2832 or Sister Beverly Gay, 309-531-1275. Any questions, please contact Reverend Sylvester Johnson or Sister Gay. August birthdays. We would like to say happy birthday to the following who are celebrating their birthday in the month of August. And visitors, guests, and friends, you may stand if you have a birthday in August. Raymond Allison Jr. Deacon Eugene Collier. Mamie Dungeon. Deacon Stephen Gay. Kenneth D. Johnson. And Deacon Henry Gay Sr. Who will be turning 101 on August the 5th. May God continue to bless you all. Turn ahead to pull up there. Thank you.
probably hears better than I can. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of our pastor in his absence, on behalf of Union Missionary Baptist Church, to those on the outside, to all of you on the inside, we welcome you to our service this morning. We pray that something will be said or done that will inspire each and every one of us. I want to let you know that I didn't stand when they called off the August birthdays, but this is the time of year that I have a birthday every month until December. So in December, I end and then I start over again next year. Those that can stand, if you would, our monitors are still not working. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. If you're not sure about it, you can find it in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9. On Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. No, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our scripture reading, while you're still standing, comes from Matthew chapter 22. Verses 37 through 40. And it says, 37, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God, love others. You may be seated. At this time, our praise team will come to us in song.
Yeah. Created to worship, I give you all of Thank you.
hurting soul, you can't. We understand that too. But we all can pray. If you don't feel like praying for yourself, pray for me. But prayer changes things. Prayer is our communication with God. They used to sing a song that I got a telephone in my bosom and I can call him up anytime. And we know his line is never busy. So call him. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts and humble minds. Father, we come asking that thou would forgive us for all the wrongs that we have done or thought. Forgive us for anything that we have done to offend you. Father, we pray that you would create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we come today thanking you for all that you have done for us, for waking us up this morning, giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and us be able to clothe ourselves with a reasonable portion of our right mind, and coming out to the house of worship. Father, we pray that you would touch each and every one of our hearts, so that we may open our minds and our hearts, so that you may speak to us. Father, touch our hearts so that we may not just be hearers of the word, but that we may be doers also. We pray that you would touch each and every one of our hearts. Strengthen our hearts, our minds, and our souls, that we may hear the word that is to be preached today. And Father, let it be a blessing to each and every one of us. We ask for thy blessing upon the one that is to bring the message this morning. Father, that thou would continue to watch over, comfort, and strengthen him. Father, heal our bodies, souls, minds, and spirits. We're praying for each and every one of us that's in the sound of your voice, that's in the sound of my voice. And Father, we're praying that you would touch the hearts of all those that are in leadership positions, that all may humble themselves and seek your counsel in their decision making, that all may do that which is right in your sight and in the sight of the people that they serve and represent. Father, we ask that thou would watch over our pastor and his family in their absence. Continue to strengthen and nourish him that he may lead us in the manner that you would have him to lead us. Father, we're thanking you today for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, let us let our light shine so that those that are walking in darkness may see the light and come unto the light for salvation. Father, you are the light of the world. You are the strength of our life. Lift us up, Father, that we may be the people that you would have us to be. Father, we pray that you would just bless us in the blessings that we are in need of. We thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, who died for our sins, was buried in a borrowed tomb, rose that third day morning with all power in his hand, who gone away to prepare a place for us, and is coming back again someday to gather those that are called by his name. Father, just prepare us to be a blessing. These we ask in thy Son Jesus' name and pray. Amen. Today. Today our message is going to be brought by a young man, and I call him young because I like his energy. Reverend Nathaniel Coleman, who's been with us for a few days. He's energetic. He's excited. And he's going to bring us the Word of God today. So I'm asking you, everybody, to say an amen as Reverend Nathaniel Coleman comes to us with the Word of God. Good morning, Union.
Good morning.
Pray everybody's well this morning. Appreciate being a young man once again. My kids would beg to differ, but I'm going to take that and appreciate it. But it's a blessing to be here with you all this morning. I'm so grateful to you for the way that you've embraced my wife and I as part of this church family. I appreciate your love. I appreciate the sincerity of your spirit. I appreciate this light that you shine in our community, even here in Bloomington. Before I get started, I want to just make one quick reminder of the announcement earlier regarding the Sunday school commentaries. Please, this was our deadline day, so if you still desire one of those and you are not a teacher, please make sure you see Sister Beverly Gay or Reverend Sylvester Johnson to get that taken care of. Okay? All right. Amen. Amen. So I know it's early this morning, and I won't worry your patience too long, but as we get ready to hear a word from the Lord this morning, I want you to find in your Bibles Philippians 3, 12 through 16. And as keeping with how we do at Union, we're going to have a little meditational song to sing as to prepare our hearts to be ready for the word. But as we do so, please work your way towards Philippians chapter 2.
Jesus,
yes, chapter 2.
You Philippians chapter 2. The center.
Yes.
Yes. Jesus.
Is he your all in all?
You
this morning?
Center.
If you haven't found it, open the door this morning.
Lord Jesus, you are the center.
Yes.
Of my joy, Jesus.
Yes.
You are
with the accomplished way. Scripture, as noted, it will be found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. I'll be reading from the NIV version of the scripture, so if yours sounds a little bit different, that may be the reason.
But it's from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi. And it reads as follows. It says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life, and then I will be able to boast in the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain." And on this morning, I want to take up a topic. You are created to shine. You are created to shine. You may be seated. Father God, we thank you so much for another opportunity to gather together as believers in your holy word, as believers in Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to hear from on high, oh Father. I come right now, dear Father, your humble servant, praying that you would use me as you see fit. Let your Holy Spirit work through me unhindered, dear Father, by my person, Father God. And I pray that I may not be a distraction to the glory that you are due on this morning, Father God. We pray for your blessing on this waiting congregation, Lord God. Prepare their hearts and ears to hear from you, Lord God. I pray that you would hide me behind the cross, that those that are hearing may see you and not me. Oh God, we thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 So again, so grateful and thankful to be here. Again, I thanked all. I considered not too long ago, I was thinking about, you know, they hear that term, ride or die. Have you ever heard that term before? And as I look back over my life, I had to acknowledge, and I'm going to acknowledge this morning, my one true ride or die, my beautiful wife, Demetria. I'm so grateful for her grace and her mercy. She is my ride or die. Even though she threatened to kill me a few times, she was going to be with me. But it's all good, so I love you, baby. Glad to thank you for your support. So this morning, I want to kind of build on our theme. As you know, this month, we've been talking about evangelism and going into the community, going into the world, letting people know about this God that we love and that we serve. I want to remind you today of that great commission that was given to us in Matthew. It says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." That's from Matthew 28, 19 through 20. See, as we go to evangelize the world, as we go to let people know about Jesus, we need to know and remember this instruction that we've been given to disciple them, to disciple them, to let them know and teach them and walk with them in this Christian journey that we have experienced so far. And as we do that, we must make sure that our hearts and our minds and our attitudes are prepared to receive them. Yeah, we're going to tell them about a church down the road called Union Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to invite them to come on out Sunday morning. Check us out. Let us tell you what Jesus is all about. And when they get here, it's our job to receive them in love and to develop them and to do what we've been called to do to make those disciples. I believe that is what is at the heart of what Paul is teaching in this book of Philippians as he talks to his church at Philippi. See, in Philippi, this was a church, if you remember, the Philippian jail in the storm when Paul and Silas went to Philippi. They got arrested for casting out a demon in a young girl. And when they was in the prison, they were locked up, shackled. But at the midnight hour, when everybody else was down in their situation, they began to sing a song and praise Jesus. And that began the foundations of the church at Philippi. They were grounded and rooted in the faith in Jesus Christ, and the faith that unshackled chains that were not seen, in the place where they could be free to live, even though they were in a place that didn't honor the God that they knew. See, Philippi was a very pagan city. And as the young church there developed, even though they tried to learn and grow in the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ, they had a lot of opposition from every side, much like the world that we live in today. We have different opinions, and now with social media, we got opinions from everywhere. Anybody can have a YouTube channel. Anybody can analyze and give you their thoughts and actually fight for the opportunity to do so. And if we're not careful, we can get drifting in every different situation. But God has called us to that firm foundation of Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul wanted to encourage them about in this letter. See, we let them know about Jesus. And God has called us to be his ambassadors. Do you know that the Lord said that he is shining his light, that very light we sung about, through us? We are created to shine. We are created to show his glory. See, Jesus wept on behalf of the unbelief and the twisted mindsets he found in the world. When I look at Jesus' earthly ministry, when he looked at the world, those whose hearts were hardened to the message of the gospel, those who said that they were looking for a savior, but they weren't ready when he came, it broke his heart. Jesus knew that he had to come. He knew that he had to give his life. He knew that he would be raised on the third day, but it still hurt his heart when he looked at the suffering and the struggling of the world. That's why he went forward to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, to preach the gospel, to let them know that there is a better way. And that is the message that we bring to the world. Yeah. In this scripture, we find that Paul is talking to them about how to stay strong, how to stand up, and how to rightly represent the kingdom in this land that they were in this place called Philippi. Yeah. In this scripture, we talk about being created to be lights. We're going to talk about how we need to remember our calling. And then we got to remember to keep our aim focused right. And then we got to remember that we got to remember to keep our batteries charged too. See, this walk of Christ, this walk of service that we require a constant connection to Jesus Christ. That's why I'm so glad in that great commission he gave to us, in that great challenge he said to go into all the world, he also said, I will be with you always. And he is with us on today. Looking at our scripture, I want to go to Philippians 2, chapters 12 through 13. And it says, I'm going to read it one more time. It says, therefore, dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but also now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act to fulfill his good purpose. Now, when you start a scripture or text with therefore, as you've heard before, you got to ask the question, what is it there for? See, in this previous chapter, in the beginning of this chapter, this is where Paul reminds them about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This is where Paul reminds them that even though Christ was above all, he created all, he did not count it robbery to be considered less to walk among us. He sacrificed himself. He gave his life. He walked as a mere mortal for our sake. And he did not count it robbery because he knew that he had a much greater glory promised to him later down the line. So he was more than happy to stand in that place. Okay? See, you are the face of the church. And as the face of the church, remember, Jesus is the light of the world, but he chose to shine that light through us, these old broken earthen vessels. But we're reminded in this time that it's not about us. It's about that light that's shining in us. It's not about us. It's about God's glory. And he's appointed for us in these changed lives given by his word to walk upright before this nation. See, even though we're being the face of the earth, and Paul gave a command in 127, he said, that we should walk according to his principles in his life. He said that he created us. God created us just for this glory. His focus was on unselfishness. Paul referenced his authority in this as their spiritual father, and he urged them to be just as obedient in his absence as when he was with them. See, Paul at this time was in jail. Paul was writing to them, reminding them, because they started to catch word that, okay, see, Paul, the one that taught y'all all this stuff about Jesus Christ, he in jail now. So he must have been doing something wrong. There were people even around the Philippians who took the opportunity to try and make themselves look good by discrediting Paul. They tried to get them to say, well, now that Paul is down, follow me. And these type of divisions in the church is exactly the thing that would have tore them down instead of building them up. So the first thing Paul had to do was let them know, hey, y'all, I'm okay. That's all right. I'm in jail. That's all right. But I'm in jail for the cause of Christ. And you know what? Everybody who come up on me, I'm telling them about Jesus. So I got a revival going on, even with my chains on. So what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters in Philippi, don't worry about me. I'm good. I need y'all to stay focused on what y'all need to be doing in your work, in your community, where you are. That's what Paul had to remind them. See, we are already, look at what he says. He said, it is God who works in you. Now, pause right there for a minute. Do you realize that as believers in Christ, we have the very person, the very presence of God working within us? The God who spoke from made nothing into something, the God who spoke light into existence, the God who created each and every one of us. When we look out into the stars, when we look out into the nature, the heavens, God created it all. And that God, the one who created us, the one who sustains us and shown himself faithful, he has chosen to let us partake of his presence. It is God that works in you. And that's the first thing I want to remind you of today. If we're going to be the lights that God calls us to be, we got to remember the source of that light. I think about an image of a flashlight, and I guess we don't use it. It used to be lamps, then we had flashlight. I'm the one where we always were looking for them double those C batteries and D batteries you could never find. When you needed the light, it was not. But I think about a flashlight, and it's not about the battery, but it's about whatever, when it was designed, when those batteries went in there, when the source went in there, it was designed to shine. And I want to remind you today that you are designed to shine. Sometimes, especially in this world, we tend to look down on ourselves. We start comparing ourselves to other people. Why don't I look like them? Why ain't my life set up like them? Why didn't I come up in the same neighborhood they come up to? Why did I have to struggle? Why did I have to walk to the store with food stamps? How come I'm not tall enough? My hair not long enough? Why is my face not set up enough? All those things, we tend to tear ourselves down. But God made you uniquely as you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made to shine a light that he only made for you to shine. See, I can't do you like you do you. But God says you can't do you without his help within you. So if you're going to be what God created you to be, you got to first acknowledge the fact that you were created to be a vessel for God to shine through. You are created to shine, people. And so then he says this. He says, he works in you. See, a flashlight has certain circuitry so that when it gets the juice from the battery, the light come on. And it's the same way with the message of Jesus Christ. He created us from before the foundations of the earth with a purpose. He said we were created in Christ Jesus for good works that were created beforehand that we should walk in them. So there's a purpose that we strive so throughout our lives to try and fulfill that we can only know it by knowing the God that gave us that purpose. See, sometimes we look to the influences of the world to find our purpose. Sometimes we look to all those commentaries and all those people who think they got life figured out. All those stars that have put themselves in the front of everything to tell you about everything but the name of Jesus. But your true purpose is only in the one who created you. And that is who you should dedicate your time and your life to. And I promise you, the scripture says, if you search him, if you search for him, he will be found by you. He makes that promise to each and every one of us. So I know sometimes it get a little cloudy. I know there's some days where you don't realize, okay, well, God, why you got me set up like this? But I promise you, if you ask him, he will reveal it. And I'm a living witness to say, you may not see it right then, but as you look back over your life, you realize exactly why he had you in those situations that he had you in. God is a good God. It says he works in you to will and to do for his good pleasure. And again, saints of God, our purpose is to glorify God in our lives. So yes, we are created to shine. And we are created to shine according to the way that God created us to. He gave us our purpose. He gave us our power. So we have to shine for him. And as we invite people in, as we witness to the world, what they need to see is the love of God shining through us. And it's not just limited to these four walls, y'all. Wherever you go, wherever you are, in the grocery store, at work, at home, you need to be shining for Jesus because your purpose continues in all of those places. Amen? Amen? So you know that you're created to shine. God has put his purpose in you, but you also have to remember your target. Remember what your aim is, because sometimes we can get off track. I remember as a young boy, my dad used to teach me how to do things around the house and how to work on cars. And at my young age, my only job was to hold a flashlight. That's all he had. Boy, just hold a flashlight and point it right there. Needless to say, I had to be corrected a few times because while he's turning that wrench, trying to loosen that pipe, I'm looking at that bug over in the corner. While he's trying to loosen that alternator on the car, I'm trying to make sure don't nothing drip on me from the bottom of the car. So my light's just going every which way. Let's look back at our scripture. In chapter 14, in verse 14, he says, do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine like the stars among the stars in the sky. See, like I mentioned, the saints at Philippi, don't you love these electronics? The saints at Philippi were in an area with a lot of distractions. They had a lot of people trying to take them every which way. Their pressure was, even though they had given their lives to Christ, their neighbor was still talking about them pagan gods. And some of that stuff looked, pretty good. If you went that way. In the same way, we live in a world where if we're honest about it, there's things that tempt us and draw our attention each and every day. Sometimes we get the feeling that they may actually got it figured out. Let me try that. But it's then only a matter of time before you realize that there's nothing there and you have to get back on track to serve your God. See, we can lose our focus when our concern becomes more important than the kingdom concerns. When we start getting more concerned with our comfort, when we start getting more concerned with our money, when we start getting more concerned with how we look or how we come across to people, when we get mixed up and we get caught up in our own situations, we lose track of the purpose of the kingdom of God. See, your light is to let somebody know that it's a difference when you live for Christ. I know a lot of times in church we talk about give your life to Christ, get to heaven. Yes, give your life to Christ, get to heaven. But I don't know about you, but there's some things in between of that that I'd like to know how to navigate as well. And I promise you that God's presence in you has been given to you to help you even in the nasty now and now. Oh, yes, we have brighter days are coming. But God is with us right now. So we can get distracted when we start going after our own agendas. It's not God. So we must stay on that. See, we are saved and our ministry is from God and our purpose is from God. So we should serve without complaining and disputing. See, the apostle James talked about where wars and where disputes come from. And a lot of times it's because of the things that come up in our flesh that make us feel we got it wrong. Sometimes we get in our feelings, y'all. Sometimes we feel like people ain't giving us the respect that we do. Sometimes people just get on our nerves. And when we react to those fleshly inclinations, our light, just like mine when I was under that sink, start drifting. And we start leading people who are watching us. They either follow us in that wrong direction or they begin to question the power of the God that we serve. So we have to be very careful of our witness, and we do so by doing all things without complaining and arguing. See, we are on God's mission. So even though it may get uncomfortable sometimes, even though your state in life may be a little inconvenient right now, you got to realize that all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose. So if you stay true to him, if you keep your focus on him, he will guide you and show you exactly why he got you in that place that he got you. And like I say, and I'm not going to tell you to mess with your neighbor because they might not be in a good mood this morning, but I'm just going to ask you to testify to yourself today about them times in your life where you thought your life was going off the rails, but God was actually working out something greater for you. Can you testify to yourself this morning? Can you realize that God was with us even when we didn't know it? Can we testify this morning that some of those no's in our life were some of the best things that ever happened to us? And can we recognize that some of those yeses didn't always work out in our favor? Again, testify to yourself. I ain't going to get in nobody's business today, but I know about mine. All right? See, we've got to remember as we start going out and evangelizing, as we continue, because I know you've already been doing it, but as we continue to tell people about this God that we serve, we got to remember where God found us at. We got to remember that we wasn't always, you know, cookies and cream or whatever you want to call it all the time, right? Right? Sometimes people are dealing with problems, and that's when Jesus came to the world. He came to deal with problems. Yes, his primary purpose was to share the message of the kingdom, but along the way, when he saw somebody struggling, when he saw somebody hurting, he didn't just walk by their problem. He tried to help them. See, this the thing. Before we can get some people sometimes to follow us down the Romans Road, we got to meet them out here on Jackson Street and help them out with their needs. And maybe if we treat them right on Jackson Street, then maybe they'll be willing to hear about that Romans Road that we're waiting to tell them about. All right? We got to remember, not with complaining, not with grumbling, but everything you do, people are watching you. And you are representing a good God who loves us and it wants them in the kingdom. Let our hearts burn just like Jesus' heart burned. Oh, if you could taste and see the Lord that I know. Oh, if you could come see a man like that woman at the well that told me all about myself. That is a testimony that we share with the world. And like I said, just like we all created different, everybody's testimony is different too. See, my witness and your witness ain't going to sound the same. Because Jesus got a way of working with us right at our point of need. So the story that's building in your life is the makings of your testimony. The story that's building and progressing in your life is what God is calling you to share with somebody. There are certain things I ain't going to be able to tell you practically how to get out of. I can pray for you, but I ain't never done that. But there's sometimes I butt this old hard head and had to learn some hard lessons. And I can talk to you and say, man, now listen, bro, you don't want to do that. This is what may happen. Now, they may or may not choose to listen to you, but because of the love of God that's in me, I don't want them to see or go through what I had to go through for the problems that I had. So we have to make ourselves available to others to witness to them, first of all, at their practical need, and then help them see how the Lord Jesus can bring them back to the greater thing that he called them to in life. Amen? Amen? Amen. So we talked about being created to be a light. We talked about not getting out of focus because sometimes we can lose sight on the big thing. And the main thing is glorifying God with our life. Our main thing is to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. But also we got to remember to stay charged, to stay charged. I'm going to go back to verse 16 right quick. And then we're going to be ready to take our seats. He said, as you hold firmly to the word of life. So he's talking about how do you shine. He's talking about how you shine. And what Paul is letting them know here, that your key to your shining will be that you hold in firmly to the word of life. See, the word of life is God's holy scripture. God has given us the Bible to teach us and to guide us in righteousness. God has given us the Bible to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. God has given us the Bible to show us the right way to deal with situations that if we don't choose to go that way, we can find ourselves in a whole lot of trouble. So we've got to hold fast to the word of life. And sometimes I get it, y'all. Sometimes I can't make it make sense. Sometimes things I read in the Bible and I wonder, well, you know, what do they really mean by that? And what they got to do with me in 2025? But I promise you, the other way you keep yourself there is you got to keep yourself in prayer. I'm a living witness that if you ask God, when you come across those things you don't quite understand, and you keep your ears open and your eyes open, he will answer your prayer. So if we're going to be a light for God, we got to keep our batteries charged. Now, I talk about them old C batteries, and that maybe tell my age a little bit, but now they got to make sure you're plugged. And one of the most frustrating things is when I go to bed and forget to plug in my phone. All the work that I got to do the next day that I need that phone for, I've been put on pause because I ain't ready. I got to let that phone charge. In the same way, as believers in Christ, we got to make sure we plug in every day, every night. Lord Jesus, thank you for the day. Lord Jesus, thank you for walking me through that situation. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you, Lord God, for covering me. Thank you for dispatching angels on my behalf to protect me from danger seen and unseen. See, when you connect to God like that, then you are moving in his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit will make that thing plain to you. And as we continue to grow our faith, then our dependence on him is even more. And I used to think about that faith thing. You know, when Jesus says things like, if all you have is the faith of a mustard seed, all things are possible. And I tried to process that thing because, you know, how do I make that make sense? What does that faith look like? But see, our faith is a possession. Our faith is something as over the course of our lives where we've chosen to put things in the hands of Jesus and see him work it out. Oh, wait a minute, he can do that too. And then you got struggles going on. Well, no, Jesus won't mess with that. Try him out. I'm going to put that in the hands of Jesus. All I need is a mustard seed faith. So, God, I'm going to trust you with it. Oh, wait a minute, he can do that too. I'm reminded of a story in the Gospels where there was a man who brought his son who was troubled by a spirit to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't cast him out. And he went to Jesus, and Jesus said, look, what do you want? And he told him about the trouble his son was having. And then the man said, Jesus, but if you can, if it's possible for you to do it, could you have mercy on me and bless my son? And I found Jesus' response to him was very interesting. He's like, if I can. Okay, we need to work on your faith. See, yeah, that man had enough faith to come and look Jesus up. He had heard about all he'd done for everyone else, but he had faith to come, but he didn't have faith to believe that he could do it, especially after seeing his disciples, his witnesses, fall flat on their face. After seeing his disciples, his witnesses, arguing with the Pharisees or with the scribes as to why they couldn't. They were a poor witness for the love of Jesus. But when Jesus came on the scene, Jesus had pity on him. Jesus showed him that his faith in him, even for the healing of his son, would not go void. See, we serve a God that loves us, and he wants to meet us at our point of need. We all have a testimony, as I stated before, and there's something in your life right now that you might not think that God is ready to handle. You might not think, well, that's not really a God thing. Let me go to Google. Let me check ChatGPT out. Be careful with that AI, because AI ain't got no soul. Make sure you take your concerns to the Lord, because sometimes it'll tell you what you want to hear to get you in the right direction, but it ain't always a good direction. They're trying to mimic what the Holy Spirit is supposed to be to us, and the Holy Spirit has been freely given to us. So it's a good tool, but use discernment and make sure you put everything through the word of God and the choices that you make. See, Pastor put away all his rabbits, but I found one. I'm back. Okay? Amen. Amen. So again, we have to remember, we have to keep our batteries charged. We have to keep our faith strong. We have to continue to grow. And remember, your faith has to be charged regularly. You can't just go out there and because you had a good day or a good week, think that you got it all figured out, and anytime somebody needs something, they can call on you. No, bro, that ain't how it works. Just because I may teach a good class or I may, by grace of God, preach a good sermon, that don't mean I got it all figured out. I got to stay plugged in to the master. I got to be ready for my next assignment, because right now my usefulness for the kingdom is only as good as what he got me doing right now. So just as you have to remember, you got to stay plugged in, because your journey, like I say, it ain't my journey, but God's got you here. He's got you here for a purpose, and you have to stay plugged in to him. So if we are going to be lights for Jesus in this world, realizing that we are called to be lights, we are called to shine in a dark world. Remember, the reason why we evangelize is because people need the light. We look at the depravity in our world. We look at the leadership in the world, and sometimes it can be troubling to us. We look at people who are losing their jobs or who are wondering where the meals are going to come from because of some of the things that the leadership is doing. All those things, just like it burdened Jesus' heart, it should burden our heart. We look at our youth who is being ravaged with all type of immorality and images, trying to get them to fall off the things that we traditionally tried to teach them. But they failing to see that the same God that lived and worked for us, the same God that lived and worked for our ancestors, the same God that even brought those Jews out of Egypt, he's the same one that works with us. It's the same God that works in your generation too. My life might not be set up like your life. The things that you're dealing with might not be the things I'm dealing with. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the God I serve will meet you there, and he's ready and waiting for you. Amen? Amen. See, God is a good God, and what he's called us to do in these latter days is to be a light for him. What he's called us to do is to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. Yes, we need to go out, and we need to make disciples. And that disciple-making process means I'm going to keep walking with you even after you say yes. I'm going to work with you when some of this stuff just don't make sense. I'm going to still be with you. I'm going to share the wisdom that God gave me to help you be profitable in what God had created you to do. I'm not trying to make you into me because you wasn't created to be me. But I'm just trying to help you to be the best you that you can be. And like I said before, the best you can be is what God has created and purposed you to be. Saints of God, I pray that you receive today the fact that you are called to be lights in the world. It's very clear from the scripture. You're called to shine. You're called to be different. We're not just made to blend in and be like everybody else. So sometimes if you just feel weird, that's okay, because we are a peculiar people. But the peculiarities of our personality are pointing to the Savior who is able to give us power to overcome and to show folks how it's supposed to be done on this earth. So follow him with your whole heart. Give him your whole life. Give your soul to him. Trust him. Like they used to say in church, if you can trust him for one thing, you can trust him for all. So I know there's some things in your hands you might not want to put in the master's hands yet, but I'm saying give him a try. And just that mustard seed faith, you'll realize there's things that he can do in your life that you would have never thought if you just trust him with it. All right? As I get ready to close right now, I want to offer an invitation. If the musicians can play, give us a song. The invitation today is simply, be what God called you to be. Prepare yourself to shine for God. Accept the fact that God created you and you and you and you and each and every individual in here with the purpose that was established before the foundations of the earth. And it's up to him to show us to get in. And the way to start that journey is to give your life to him. If those of you can stand, just stand with me as I offer an invitation by letter, by Christian experience, or as a candidate for baptism. Won't you come this morning? Won't you come be a light? Get to know the God.
Just love.
we say, man. We thank Reverend Coleman for that great message. Let's give him a hand of encouragement. Letting the Lord use him like he needed to be used. And we thank him for that message and pray that we will adhere to it and that it will help us during this coming day and the week. At this time, it is First Sunday, Communion Sunday. We're going to ask our officers if they would come forward. We're also going to ask, does everyone have a communion cup? Anyone need a cup? If not, reminded us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 of the reason and purpose for what we are about to do now. Starting at the 23rd verse in the 11th chapter, he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Amen.
Let us pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for all that our eyes have seen, all of our ears have heard, all that our hearts have felt on today, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would dismiss us in your peace, but never from your presence, Lord God, and the comfort of your Holy Spirit would guide us in everything that we do. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Let your grace abound amidst us, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You are dismissed. God bless you.